This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now the app, the little piece of software that helps cure urban blight. From time to time, we check in with Ariella Cohen, editor-in-chief of the online publication Next City. Good morning, Ariella.
Good morning.
So, from Detroit, tell me this story in which a woman named Crystal Fisher, she's renting a place. What happens to her?
Crystal Fisher, she's paying her landlord $500 a month to rent a home in the Brightmoor neighborhood in Detroit. She's there for over a year, and then one day she notices that there are these yellow baggies that are appearing on her door. She kind of contacts her landlord, no word, she doesn't hear anything. And then eventually she connects with a housing activist named Michelle, and Michelle tells her actually that her home is about to be foreclosed on and she will be evicted.
All right, so she finds out that she's paying the rent, she's paying the rent on time presumably, and yet she's gonna get driven out of this place. What does she do?
She begins to think about her possibilities, and she realizes that she could actually buy the house and pay about the same amount of money that she's paying each month in rent on a mortgage.
And an app helped here, something called Motor City Mapping?
Yes. You can look up an address, see how much money is owed on it, if the taxes have been paid, who owns it, and where it is in the city's process, if in fact it is in line for foreclosure.
So to be clear, you could, I suppose, go down to some public records office, you could do some online searches, or you could click on this app.
So if you have access to the data, say a city has the data, then they can plug in the information into the interface and boom, a map will spit out. So on our side, on the consumer side, yeah, you just click in the address and appears all the information. It's easy to read. But for the government also, it's a pretty easy interface.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, maybe other cities will hear about this and take a further look. Ariella Cohen, editor-in-chief of Next City, an online magazine which tries to inspire better cities through journalism and public events. Ariella, thank you.
Thank you.